Welcome back to 32 Fans. I'm Alex Chester. With me, as always, is Wheels Wienerker. Wheels, how's it rolling?
It's rolling fine. I'm doing these late nights, the podcast with you. Some would call me a hero, but I just say, like, this is my job. I show up. But I feel like you've been doing a lot of dadding, a lot of... Let me ask you a question, actually. Do you ever leave the house, or you physically do not leave your house, your property?
I've been leaving the house to go grocery shopping occasionally, only in the middle of the night when the store is totally empty.
Oh, the stores are 24 hours by you?
Yeah, there's a 24-hour shop, right?
Okay, so yeah, good. I think that's fair. I mean, you're basically risking one person, you know, the checkout.
There's nobody
person.
Really there.
They really should actually be doing self-check for the even check, if they
and,
have.
And the checkout people are behind, like, they have a big, they put up these big plastic, like,
that's very
now.
Smart. Because so, all the love on earth to those people, but they are as likely as almost anybody to,
yeah.
to
oh,
have
for
it,
sure. Yeah.
Just because they have no control over who they are.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's a lot of old people like still going shopping. But yeah, my wife is like sort of scared to go shopping at this point. Do you find yourself getting mad at people who don't keep the same level of restrictions as you?
Yeah, because they're selfish assholes who are either going to cause other people to die or, you know, hopefully they die themselves. Better
well,
than, you know,
I, don't, I wouldn't
people,
say that. But it was shocking, like, speaking to my wife's family who lives in Florida, and they're like, yeah, like, my father-in-law is still going to work. He's a 62-year-old.
My,
but
my
no,
father-in-law,
but,
my yeah. uncle and aunt-in-law, all these people, they're in their
but
60s.
But they're medical they're like, professionals at least. Like, my father-in-law is a 62-year-old
that's
contractor
worse.
Working around his workers, and he has asthma.
Yeah.
That's probably
yeah.
worse than, like...
Yeah.
And Florida's
well,
about to
the
get
governor of
smashed.
Iowa said today that she knows more than Fauci. So, you know,
I don't
the,
even
governor
know the governor of, Iowa is.
It's a woman. I forgot her name. I apologize. The governor mm-hmm. of Georgia last week said that
he
no one
know.
Knew. Until,
right.
Yeah. No
literally,
one
I think both yeah. of our 6-year-old sons knew that you could that people who aren't.
Oh, for sure. My yeah, yes. my children literally know that. Yeah.
They literally knew that a month ago.
Yeah.
But there is a little bit of being in the future, especially me, where we're a little bit ahead of you, possibly.
Yeah.
At this point, like we started at almost the exact same time, but
yeah. But your country is responsible and enforcing
so
rules.
We
and, like, they literally have cops making sure no one's you know.
Oh yeah.
Parks.
Wait until the Passover seders are out because a lot of people want to go you know to their parents. I've heard from a lot of people, who are. I mean, I spoke to someone. And they're like, oh yeah, our community's been very hard hit, and then they mentioned something about like going to other people for the Passover seder, like merging families, and they're like, oh, don't worry, nobody over 60 is there. I was like, yeah. you just I mean, complain that you're,
yeah,
it's like.
I still have friends and neighbors doing that here also. So, yeah, mm-hmm. it is frustrating. But, you know, everybody's attitude in life is always, until it affects me personally, I don't care.
And
so.
I get it. It's tricky if you don't, like, especially, you know.
Well, that's why you need governmental enforcement.
Yes.
I mean, global
yeah.
warming is going to be this times a billion, you know.
Yeah.
And, or it is this times a billion, and we're just ignoring it until
but
it's
gradual.
In the face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this was gradual also in December and January and February.
Well, but that
and,
could
know.
Be over the course of many years, whereas this yeah. is this is the course
but
of a month.
But there's a tipping point for all these things.
Oh, boy. Nobody wants to hear this stuff.
Yeah. All right. So what do people want to hear?
I don't know if that may they might rather hear the gross stuff over our jersey. I didn't get a ton of feedback from our jersey bracket tournament. People did seem to like it, but they you know, I think we know a lot of the 1930s and 40s players maybe better than the average you know, Joe or Jane listener.
Yeah, I just, I think the biggest issue is this one's hard if you're just listening. You got to be looking
yeah.
at the list of names because you're just rattling off names really
but
quickly.
As
it
we,
reminds
we
people
not,
of when you
yeah.
did your Power 10 rankings in the NFL previews.
Okay,
you just read through
fair.
10 names really quickly. It's a bit hard to
that's fair.
Catch
maybe
up
this
on
year
them.
If there is football, which there won't
now,
be.
No, I will, I will promise listeners we have another bracket coming in the next couple of weeks, which I think when we have a couple guests lined up who you don't know about, but I've already lined them up.
Oh, I don't even know. Is yeah. it? Is it for the one I've been doing a little work on?
What I don't know. What are you doing work on?
I thought we were going to do the sports calls one.
Oh, no, it's not that.
Oh, okay. I'm
so
excited.
We have a couple.
I don't even know.
We have, yeah. So brackets
so we've
isn't
got,
going
yes.
long for us.
Well, that, by the way, I don't think that's to be a bracket. I think the sports calls one is going to be a ranking.
Okay, sure.
It's because I don't think everything needs to be a bracket, especially it's not March. But yeah, no, I'm excited about some of the podcasts we're going to do after Passover. Just bear with us through this week and next week. Okay, so let's rip through the bracket because I have a heart out in 52 minutes. All right, 99 beat 1, obviously the highest number left, so 99 versus 32 in the thrifty 32. 99 mm-hmm. is highlighted by Wayne Gretzky, George Mikan, Warren Sapp. It was all D linemen, right? J.J. Watt, I won't say everybody, but Judge, Jason Taylor. 32 is one of the favorites.
Well, and the greatest hockey player of all time and the greatest basketball player.
Well, I said Wayne Gretzky.
Before, but yeah, so, but yeah, but yeah. but they really have only those two guys and then defensive linemen. I mean, the best baseball player is Hyun Jin Ryu and Aaron Judge.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And 32 is Magic, Koufax, Jim Brown, O.J. Simpson, Bill Walton, Marcus Allen, Steve Carlton, Kevin McHale, Edge James, and Carmelone, who should not be 10.
I'm going to give the edge to 32, but it's tough because Wayne Gretzky is so good.
Yeah. Yeah, Gretzky's the best guy in this tournament.
Else
if you're,
in hockey.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing else in hockey. They have nobody in basketball but a guy who retired in 1956.
Yeah,
and they have nobody in baseball yet. You know, 20 years from now, maybe Judge is in the Hall of Fame. But so I'm gonna give it to football because to 32 because Jim Brown has an argument for the greatest football player of all time. Sandy Koufax has an argument for the greatest pitcher of all time.
Yeah.
And Magic Johnson has an argument for the greatest point guard. You know, one of the greatest.
Now
there are
a couple guys there. Where it's like their fame maybe outshines their ability just a tiny
for
bit.
Sure.
Not.
Walton,
but,
OJ, that's true for most of the guys.
Even Koufax a little bit, you know.
For sure. Yeah.
But it's,
I'm famously
an
anti-Koufax.
Yes, but at this level, I think they're fine.
Yeah.
And so then they'll face the winner of 16-17. Let's do quads. So we'll have 32 since that's fresh in our mind versus the winner of 16 versus 17. So 16 is Montana, Brett Hull, Bobby Clark, Whitey Ford, who, if I'm not mistaken, Kiva's childhood friend Andrew, his dad was Whitey Ford's vet. I guess Whitey Ford's pet's vet.
okay.
Len Dawson, Ted Lyons, Pau Gasol, Hal Newhouser, and Bob Lanier, and Marcel Dion. So pretty, very hockey-centric. And the best basketball player is Pau Gasol. So 16 for a low number, that's not great.
Yeah, and Montana and Dawson. But Montana,
one of the greatest quarterbacks
of all time.
Yeah. Dizzy Dean, Yari Curry, John Havlicek, Dave Craig, Philip Rivers, Don Meredith, Harold Carmichael, Chris Mullin.
Yeah, 16's going to win here.
Yeah,
Todd
Helton, Lance Berkman. If Helton and Berkman are making your team, that's not amazing.
Well, I mean, they're borderline Hall of Famers.
Yeah, they're good players, but I think everyone should be a Hall of Famer on the team.
Yeah.
They're going
to
be the final
four.
All right,
so 16 beats 17.
Yeah, and then 32 versus 16, I think 32 wins, right?
Yeah, and I think 99 would have won as well.
Yeah, I think both of those teams would beat...
So 32 goes into the Final Four.
32? No, that's the Elite Eight. It's a 64
we're only to
team.
The Elite Eight. Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right. So the next pod is 24 versus 9. And you could start reading the names.
All right. Okay. So 9 is led by Ted Williams, possibly the greatest hitter of all time. Certainly in the top three. Gordie Howe, one of the greatest hockey players of all time and obviously played forever. Bob Pettit. The greatest power forward before Malone and then Duncan came along. Tony Parker, Maurice Rocket-Richard, Bobby Hull, Drew Brees, one of the top 10 quarterbacks of all time. Sonny Jurgensen, another Hall of Fame quarterback, never played in a playoff game. Kind of crazy. That's number 9. Number 24, Willie Mays, Manny Ramirez, Ken Griffey Jr. So just absolutely stacked in baseball in the outfield. Miguel Cabrera also among baseball players. So a lot of power there. Basketball, it's really only Rick Barry on the team. So not that great.
Is interesting. 24 has just never been a basketball number. Like, I don't know what 23 is so big. I guess you like that sort of,
I guess.
Symmetry.
Hold on. And then Kobe. We don't have Kobe on this team.
Yeah.
So
now
talk about that.
Yeah. We have to talk
then,
about
and then hold
Kobe
on. And then football. 24 has basically the greatest defensive backs of all time. So you got Charles Woodson, Willie Brown, Champ Bailey, Willie Wood.
Yeah,
old guys, young guys, all over the place.
Yeah.
I think that. I mean, 9 is so hockey heavy. Now, we've talked, because you got Bobby Hull, Maurice Rocket-Richard, and Gordie Howe, three hockey guys. Actually, 24 is actually stronger in basketball because Rick Barry's better than Tony Parker, and Kobe Bryant's better than Bob Pettit if we put Kobe at 24.
You mean split Kobe? If we split Kobe.
What do I mean? We put Kobe on. I thought you were against putting anybody on two teams.
I think we could split Kobe. I think Kobe's a split.
Okay, so if Kobe goes on the 24.
LeBron
team,
is a full because LeBron is, I think three quarters you get one side. But as
we
established,
we'll
Kobe's
talk about
an even split.
Yeah, all right. Well, but right now we're 9 versus 24. So this is a tough one for me. I think 24 has a little more depth than 9.
This is really hard.
I mean, I don't know, because Drew Brees is better than any football player on the 24 team, right? Probably.
Drew Brees, Ted Williams, Gordie Howe is Bob Pettit
Ted,
is really
Ted
solid.
Williams, Ted Williams and Willie Mays, let's say, cancel each other out. Gordie Howe is probably better. Yeah. I'm
Sonny Jurgensen also.
I'm
also
nine,
in
I'm
an upset.
Kobe, I think Kobe's going to sit out and maybe save himself for 8.
Okay, fine. So 9 with a little upset there over 24. Willie Mays, a lot of big names out, right?
Yeah.
LeBron, Wayne Gretzky, and now... Willie
is
Mays.
LeBron fully out? Because LeBron can come back on the sixes. We'll talk.
No,
about
he can't come
there.
Back as the six.
All right. Okay. So 8 versus 25 now. So I think we bring Kobe back again and put him on the eights.
Okay.
So 8 is Kobe Bryant.
Half of Kobe Bryant.
All right. Half of Kobe Bryant. The next best player is Walt Bellamy, so not a lot there. In baseball, though, Cal Ripken and Yogi Berra, so one of the greatest catchers, one of the greatest shortstops of all mm-hmm. time.
And Gary Carter.
Carl Yastrzemski, one of the best outfielders. Joe Morgan, probably the best second baseman. Yeah, Gary Carter, another of the best catchers of all time. In hockey, you have Alex Ovechkin, Teemu Selanne, so two of the greatest goal scorers of the last 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then in football, you have Steve Young and Troy Aikman, among other quarterbacks. So eight's a pretty good. And then you had
very
Kobe
well
to the
balanced.
Team. Kobe's the only basketball player on this team other than Bellamy, though. So basketball not great.
But you have 25, two of each.
25. Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
You know, probably the greatest baseball player, certainly of our lifetimes. Andrew Jones. Yeah. Mark McGuire. A lot of guys. Tommy John. A lot of guys close to the Hall of Fame. Not
borderline Hall of Famers, but
Jim
not Hall
Tomei,
of Famers.
Jim Tomei, Rafael Palmeiro in the Hall of Fame. Buddy Bell, borderline. LeSean
Jet
McCoy,
Walker.
The only football guy here. Richard Sherman. Those are, you know, very good players. Maybe make the Hall of Fame.
Also borderline Hall of Famers.
I'm going to say eight advances over 25.
Yeah, eight beats 25. I agree.
Yeah. All right, so now we have eight against nine.
Eight? Yeah, seven, eight, nine.
What, all right. Eight, what are you, seven, eight, nine?
I don't know. It's like a child joke.
Yeah, yeah. What, five, six, yeah.
I don't know. This is eight versus nine is, you know, eight is really balanced. Joe Morgan, Cal Ripken, Yogi Berra. Who is the standout for eight, though? It's really Steve Young is probably the best player for eight.
Well, I mean, Joe Morgan is
Joe Morgan,
the
I
greatest
guess.
Second baseman since World War II.
Yeah, but I'm saying Gordie Howe would be the best eight, and Ted Williams would be the best eight, and like Bobby Hull or Rocket Richard would be there.
Yeah,
I think
but
nine beats eight.
I disagree. I put eight ahead, especially once you add Kobe to the mix. The basketball team for eight is better. The baseball mm-hmm. team for eight is better. Ted Williams is the best player, but then baseball, like the next five guys are on the eight team.
Sonny Jurgensen, Steve McNair.
The hockey team is, oh, I mean, Gordie Howe played forever, but is he better than Alex Ovechkin? I don't know.
I think you have Gordie Howe as your number two all time. I mean, obviously that, you know, could change.
Oh, but yeah, my hockey rankings are just accumulating others. So I'm going to vote for eight here.
I don't know how we break this tie. This is the first time we've really disagreed. Let's go guy for guy on the list.
Okay.
Ted Williams right. beats Cal Ripken.
Sure.
So nine has a win. Gordie Howe beats Yogi Berra. 2-0 nine.
Whoa, I don't understand. What's this order you're doing?
It's what we're looking on. What we're
no,
looking
but
at the list.
No, because your chart's not. No, but that's stupid because that's just you're the random order you put them in, which is if we're going to do, we got to do sport for sport. So
okay,
Ted
fine.
Williams beats Cal Ripken. Fine.
Yeah.
But then Joe Morgan, Yogi Berra, Gary Carter, Carl Yastrzemski.
Beat Greg Nettles.
Yeah, they blow Greg Nettles out of the
Greg
water.
Greg Nettles shouldn't be on the list.
So eight wins easily in baseball by a massive margin. Hockey now. Gordie Howe and Maurice Richard and Bobby Hull against Alex Ovechkin and Teemu Selanne. Nine wins, but
Selanne's not even on the list because I think he would be the first guy out of it, including Kobe.
Okay, fine.
So
nine
Selanne.
Beats eight, but it's pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball, Kobe and Walt Bellamy against Bob Pettit and Tony Parker. I'm going to say that eight wins, but it's pretty close again.
Yeah, especially if you're only counting half a Kobe.
Yeah, so I say basketball and hockey are sort of a wash. So eight destroys in baseball, and then let's go to football. Nine in football has Drew Brees and Sonny Jurgensen and Steve McNair. Eight has Steve Young and Troy Aikman, probably a wash. So I think eight's dominance in baseball advances it.
Breeze is probably the best of those five guys, but Young was amazing.
I have Steve Young higher than Breeze in my all-time rankings, I think, but they're both top 10. So
okay.
In fact, I might have Breeze higher by now because he's played forever. All right, so we're going to put eight into the Elite Eight.
Eight, and let's just do the Final Four now because we've been talking about 32 and eight.
Okay, so eight against 32. Who's going to the Final Four from this region? And what,
I think
what are
definitely
the,
32.
What are the names of the regions, or how do the regions work? Just random?
It's just random, yeah.
Okay. So this eight versus East. 32.
Mm-hmm. So Jim Brown, Magic Johnson, Sandy Koufax, O.J. Simpson, Bill Walton, Marcus Allen, Steve Carlton, and Kevin McHale.
All right, so 32 has literally no hockey players.
Yeah, 32 has no hockey players. But
32 baseball has Koufax and Carlton, a couple of
mm-hmm.
pitchers.
Yes.
Now, a single digit obviously has no pitchers, but they got, you know, again, great hitters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
Football,
know.
Football, it's
say...
Edge, Allen, and OJ, you know, with Jim Brown. So it's all running backs. But then Magic and Karl Malone, that's really tough to catch.
Yeah. Against
that's
Kobe.
So much better.
Yeah, but
than half
but
a Kobe.
I'm going to vote for eight because I'm going to vote for eight, though, because not 32 literally has no hockey players at all. Their baseball mm-hmm. players aren't so eight wins in hockey, eight wins in baseball,
32
basketball,
wins in basketball,
32 wins.
And I guess you're going to take the quarterbacks over the running backs.
I don't know. I mean, Jim Brown could be the greatest player of all time for sure. He's
yeah.
in the conversation. I'm going to go for eight just because you got more well-roundedness. I need some hockey players.
All right, I'm not going to fight you.
So
I don't
eight
think
makes the Final Four.
Eight makes the Final Four. A little
two
bit
straight
of an upset.
Upsets for Uncle Q.
Yeah.
All right. Number eight. Welcome to the Hall of Fame. And by the way, when you hear number eight, I still think Antoine Walker before anyone else because of those stupid Adidas commercials. Employee number eight. Remember those commercials?
I think Steve Young.
In high school?
That we should be talking about that too. Who do you think of when you think of that number? And I think Steve Young.
Do you remember those commercials? Employee number eight?
Yeah. I do.
It was Adidas, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Whoever it was.
Or like a really cheap shoe brand or something.
Yeah. All right. So let's go to the bottom bracket.
Yeah. 4 versus 29. Okay.
4 versus 28. So 4, I think of Brett Favre first for 4. Who do you think of?
Brett Favre or Lou Gehrig, yeah.
Yeah. I
mean, and Bobby Orr is a really famous 4, too. Those three guys.
Yeah. 29, Eric Dickerson, Satchel Paige, Rod Carew. 4 is winning this.
Yeah, 4 wins that easily.
Yeah. We're a little short on time. So when we discussed all these guys last week. So,
yeah.
All right, 20 versus 13.
So 13, did we decide what we're doing with A-Rod on 13? He's half. I guess we'll count him as half.
Because he's 13, or what was his number, 2?
I think, wasn't it 3? Isn't Aaron's other number 3? Because Jeter was 2.
Oh, yeah.
Or did he move to...
Oh, no, but I thought he became 13 when he came to the Yankees.
Oh, yeah. 13 or... I think 3.
All right, hold on. So 13, has Will Chamberlain.
Yeah, Dan Marino.
Top 4
Steve
basketball
Nash.
Player of all time. Dan Marino, top 10 quarterback of all time. A-Rod, Steve Nash, James Harden. So it drops off a little bit after the top 2.
Mm-hmm.
20 has Barry Sanders, conversation for greatest running back of all time. Mike Schmidt, the greatest third baseman of all time. Frank Robinson, one of the greatest outfielders of all time. I mean, Josh Gibson, I don't know how what do we say about him?
Yeah, it's tricky to give Gibson like a full number. I'm not sure how long he wore 24.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to 20.
Well, everyone on 20 is a Hall of Famer, whereas the back of 13, Omar Vizquel is going to become very close
in
a few
years. Ken Riley, Don Maynard, yeah.
And Pavel Datsyuk, I don't think is a Hall of Famer.
So 20 advances.
Okay. 20
in 2020. All right, and then 20 against 4.
Mm-hmm.
I
think 4 runs away with this, no?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't even get to the bottom of 4.
Gehrig, Favre, Snyder, Molitor,
Dolph
Schayes.
The end of the 4 team is still like all-time Hall of Fame guys.
Yeah,
like
Luke Appling.
Dolph Schayes, they played forever ago.
Scott Stevens, maybe one of the most underrated, great hockey players of all time.
Yeah. All right, so number 4 advances over number 20.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 4, welcome to the Elite Eight.
Now we have an inverse matchup, 21 versus 12. Obviously, 12 is chock full of quarterbacks. That's Brady, Greasy, Bradshaw, Kelly, Staubach, and Rodgers. So beyond loaded with QBs. And the non-QBs...
Other than that, though, what do they have?
The non-QBs are Iginla, Stockton, Roberto Alomar.
That's it.
And, yeah. By the way, the only African-American person who's a 12 is the hockey player. You would not have guessed that.
no, Dwight Howard also.
Oh, yeah, Dwight Howard. I missed Dwight Howard. Yes.
Number 21 is Duncan and KG in basketball, Roberto mm-hmm. Clemente and Roger Clemens in baseball, and Warren Spahn. Yeah, 21 wins. Stan Mikita, Peter Forsberg, 21 wins easily.
21 goes so deep. I mean, you know, Dion is in the middle there. Why
do you not have Kevin Garnett here?
Oh, I don't know. We're going to put Kevin Garnett in, I think, over...
Mikita?
Arky Vaughn
played a lot.
How much did he wear 21? Probably not that much. So let's put KG in. But they don't even need KG. They didn't even pull out KG to win this one.
Yeah. Pull out just enough to win. All right. So 21 advances over 12.
28 versus 5.
28 versus
5. Yeah. So 5 is very baseball heavy.
Yeah. So it's funny. You say baseball heavy. When I hear 5, the first guy that I think of is Donovan McNabb.
Well, I thought you were going to say Jason Kidd, but Joe DiMaggio, maybe because I grew up in New York, all the legendary Yankees with the single digits. That's who you think of. And Brooks Robinson's a very
Johnny
famous
Bench.
Five, too.
Brooks Robinson, yeah, greatest defensive
player. McNabb
is
a weird 5 because 5 is just such an unusual football number.
Yeah, it's really only him. Albert Pujols, number 5, greatest. I remember the first time I told my wife Albert Pujols' name, and she just kept laughing and laughing. She couldn't believe that was his name. And I was like, he's the best player in baseball. And she's like, his name is Pujols. She just thought it was very funny. So, Jen, not afraid of the childish humor from time to time. 28, who do we have? So we have a lot of football. We have Marshall Faulk, Dale Green, Curtis Martin, Adrian Peterson, obviously the guy I think of first, Warwick Dunn. In baseball,
but now we're going beyond even Hall of Famers. Buster Posey.
Yeah, so in baseball, it's Bert Blyleven, who made the Hall of Fame eventually, should have made it much faster. Veda Pinson. Yeah, none of these guys are even Hall of Famers. Pinson and Cedeno. You got nothing in basketball. You got nothing in hockey. So 5 is going to win here pretty easily. Right?
Yeah. No, 5 for sure wins.
Yeah. So now we have 5 against 21.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So 21 obviously is going to win in basketball, right? You got Duncan and KG.
Yeah.
That's against Kidd, and they don't
beat almost any team.
In baseball, Clemente, Spahn, Clemens against Jim DiMaggio, Bench, Bagwell, Brooks Robinson, George Brett. I think 5 wins in baseball. Pujols, obviously. football, 5 has nobody but McNabb, whereas 21 has LaDainian Tomlinson, Deion Sanders.
Yeah, just demolishes it.
Yeah, and then hockey, 21 wins. So I think hockey wins 3 out of 4 sports. I think hockey, I think 21 wins over 5.
Yeah, 21 wins beats 5, and then 21 versus 4.
For a spot in the Final Four.
It's tough. Clemente, Duncan, Spahn, LT, Garnett, Clement. I think that's like the deepest front seven. There's no like Wayne Gretzky there, but Clemente, Duncan, Spahn, Tomlinson, Garnett, Clemens, Deion, and then you get Stan Mikita, Dominique, Peter Forsberg.
Okay, so hockey has nothing in 4 except for
Is
Bobby
Forsberg
Orr.
In the Hall of Fame?
Yes, I'm sure he's in the Hall of Fame.
He's already in the Hall of Fame? I mean, hockey Hall of Fame obviously doesn't get...
There's no way Peter Forsberg is not in the Hall of Fame.
Let's see. Yeah, in the meantime, yeah, Reed...
He retired more than 5 years ago.
In the meantime, Reed...
Is he the greatest Swede of all time?
Like, Swedish person?
I meant hockey player, but...
Yeah, he's the best Swedish hockey player.
Yeah. Okay, Matt Sundin, when I lived in Toronto, Matt Sundin
Well,
was
I guess
star,
Henrik,
believes,
Henrik Lundqvist so. Is probably the best Swedish hockey player now.
All right,
maybe.
Okay. So hockey 21 wins because Bobby Orr is the only guy. Oh, and Scott Stevens.
Yeah, he's been in the Hockey Hall of Fame for 6 years.
Mikita, okay, Wake so actually, Mikita. Okay, so hockey maybe 4 has an advantage a little bit, but not much.
Yeah.
21 obviously wins in basketball because 4 has nobody except for Dolph Schayes, greatest Jew of all time, but you know. Oh, and Adrian Dantley, you know, a decent, you know, a Hall of Fame small forward from the 80s. Baseball. Lou Gehrig is legendary. Mel Ott, Duke Snyder, you know, Paul Molitor are the only one who played, you know, since World War II, basically, in that list. But 21 is better. Clemente, Warren Spahn, Roger Clemens, those guys are better. And then in football, Favre is great, but there's no one else, which is kind of, sort of like 5. Surprisingly, you don't have any other great quarterbacks. And 21 has LaDainian Tomlinson, Deion Sanders. I'm going to say 21 wins over here, but it's a close one.
Yeah, 21 for sure wins. 21 is a contender to win the whole thing.
All right, so 21 marches its way into the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now we go to the other side of the bracket.
Let's go to the other side of the bracket, baby.
All right, 3 versus 35. Now, 35 won in a slight upset over 30.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of lower numbers being upsets all
so
the time.
So to remind people, Babe Ruth, but only 6 years of Babe Ruth, so it's not a full Babe Ruth. Dwayne Wade, AI, Bronco Nagurski, Harmon Killebrew, Chris Paul, Jimmy Fox, Willie Davis, Alan Trammell.
All right, they're going to win. Who does 35 have? Kevin Durant, Ricky Henderson, Frank Thomas.
Phil Niekro, Verlander, Hamels.
35 is very good.
Hamels,
sir,
as we call him on this podcast, Mr. Heidi.
Mr. Heidi. All right, so 3 wins there.
Did you finish Survivor yet? Oh, you did, right?
Yeah, I finished. I watched it live with listeners on Thursday night.
The only thing is I have not seen the finale, but if you have any more pass over.
I'm going to have to do a rewatch because I wasn't taking notes with the listeners. So
how was that? How many people were in? Like, you did it on Zoom?
I thought it was just for me and Jason Stitt, but we ended up having about 8 or 9 people.
Wow.
Something like that. Yeah. To spend 2 hours. And also, they kept getting kicked out and coming back in every 40 minutes because my Zoom like account wasn't set up correctly.
So, but I mean, that's impressive. And so they were like explaining stuff to you.
A little bit, yeah. That we were worried, we were trying to figure out the technological ways so we could watch it because so you could hear both commentary and the audio from the show, and then it was skipping, and we got to figure it out. It was a first time.
Mm-hmm.
But but credit to Jason Stitt. It was all his idea.
Yeah. A tweet coming in from Mike Evans, who is not one of the 13s on this list. I ain't no hummus was that damn good. I feel like, I don't know if there's a hummus shortage, but I have not really, my wife has not gotten it since.
Well, the Ashkenazi, the Jews from Europe like us, tend not to eat hummus on Passover.
No, I know, but I just mean in general. Oh, we've been getting... this is very inside Jewish baseball, but my wife's been buying like 10 boxes of cereal, like whereas normally you'd stop doing that before Passover.
Yeah.
Because we're like home all day and there's nothing to do. And we don't have delivery here. So it's like whatever we have in the house, we're kind of stuck with. So it's like
the craziest thing is the amount of dishwashing because when everybody's eating every meal in the
house.
It's insane. Yeah.
And I don't know if my wife like didn't. I mean, I guess like she sees I don't do that much. I have no job. Like, why can't we just use some freaking paper or plastic?
For Passover, we're going all paper, obviously. So
yeah, I mean, I don't think we are. I think she's going to like burn the dishes herself or something. I don't know what she's going to do. But
what do you have extra Passover dishes just hanging around?
No, normally you do. You're
going to kosher everything? Oh, my goodness.
I have no idea what she's going to do.
Way too much effort. Yeah.
I wouldn't put anything past Maris Seligman.
All right, let's get to 14 versus 19.
Except for
so
listening
14,
to this podcast.
Stephon Diggs, not on the 14 team, but Don Hutson is. Yeah, he's the greatest.
That's fair.
Yeah. Ken Anderson. So it's a lot of underrated football guys, I'd say.
Yeah, Dan Larry Doby is a very other, you know, he's known for his sort of, being the AL's Jackie Robinson, but he was a great player in his own right. Jim Bunning, also known for his 1964 perfect game against the Mets, but also an amazing player.
Also a senator.
So, yeah.
Pete Rose.
And being a senator, yeah.
Bob Cousy.
Brendan Shanahan. It's like the all underrated team. Wyatt Tittle.
Well, I'd say Banks is probably overrated.
Banks,
frankly.
Banks is a great player, but yeah, Banks probably. Yeah.
Pete
and
Rose
even Pete
probably
Rose
overrated,
possibly.
I would say.
And Cousy.
All right, so let's go to 19. So Johnny Unitas, who's better than any of the quarterbacks we mentioned on the 14th.
For sure.
Stevie Eiserman, probably better than Brendan Shanahan.
Yeah, I mean, they were long-time on the same team. He was better, yeah.
But then I actually think, let me see, Lance Allworth, Bob Feller. Bob Feller, you know, underrated. I think he's
great
an
player,
underrated
pitcher
also.
He's better than anybody on
But then the end of the 19 team, Joey Votto, you know, he's maybe a borderline Hall of Famer. I don't know. I would lean towards 14, but it's kind of a toss-up to me.
Well, you didn't mention Tony Gwynn. That's a big one.
Okay, Tony Gwynn, yeah. Brian
on 19. It's really close, but I do think the back of 14, like Don Hudson, Dan Fouts, Ken Anderson, is a little stronger.
Yeah, so Don Hudson's numbers as a receiver in the 1930s are so insane.
They hold
They're
up.
Like Wayne Gretzky numbers.
They hold up. It's crazy.
Yeah, but they hold up in modern era. Like, he has 100 touchdown receptions in his career. But when you compare it to the era at the time, when there were three passes a game, it's insane.
Hudson, for our younger or non-football hardcore listeners, was universally considered the best football player until, you know, the end, like, you know, well into Rice's prime. So I don't know
receiver.
If he's like, the greatest, excuse me, the greatest receiver. And some people had him as the greatest football player. But I do think you could still make a case he's the second best receiver of all time, for sure.
When I actually have him number two in my rankings. And then I have Moss and T.O. 3 and 4, just because relative to era. Obviously,
I think
Randy
he's better
Moss
than
T.O.
We saw Moss play, and it, like, somehow even the numbers, other than the one season, like, don't necessarily show, like, just how insanely good. Certainly, the most exciting receiver we've ever seen.
Okay, we're going to sneak 14 ahead here.
Yeah, sneak 14 ahead.
Okay, hold on. I got to put a baby to bed. Yeah, give me 1 second.
Okay, sure.
All right, so 14 beats 19. Now we go to 22 versus 11.
22 versus 11. All right, let's see if 22 can double up 11. 11's Isaiah, Messier, Larkin. And by the way, when I think of 11, I think of Mark Messier for sure. But possibly because I'm a New Yorker.
I think it fits in Julio.
Yeah, that's fair now. So Fitz and Julio, Arizin, Norm Van Brocklin, who still has the passing record. Carl Hubble. I mean, like, at a certain point, like, some team that's out of it should just try. Like, Matthew Stafford. Don't you think he's the rightful, like, heir to that record?
For
if
most
there's
yards
ever football
in a game.
Again. Yeah. That's a Stafford record. Like, Drew Bledsoe almost got there a couple times. Stafford is our Drew Bledsoe, basically. He's a little worse, maybe, historically. Didn't make a Super Bowl. Edgar Martinez, Paul Wehner. So that's all Hall of Famers. You know, every single one of those. I mean, Julio and Larry Fitz are, you know, unless Julio completely collapses, like, easy Hall of Famers, and everyone else there. Easy Hall of Famer. And so they're going up against 22, Elgin Baylor, Emmitt Smith, Clyde Drexler, Paul Krause, Jim Palmer of the Money Store, Mike Haynes, Clayton Kershaw, Larry Nance, not a Hall of Famer, Dave DeBuscher. You probably don't even have his Hall of Famer, and Mike Bossy.
Yeah, I like Larry Nance. Dave DeBuscher, very, very overrated. Here's the thing. I think 22 is more top-heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Elgin Baylor is better than any basketball player on 11. Emmitt Smith is better than any football player on 11. But 11 is deeper, so I'm going to give it to 11.
Yeah, 11's definitely better. 11's better overall. It's one of the more solid teams we've seen.
Okay. By the way, when I think of 11, I think of Chuck Knoblauch.
Oh, interesting. Not on this list. 27 versus
6. But, you know, he was the best player in the Twins when I was a kid, so.
27 versus 6. The 6s, I think, are Bill Russell and Dr. J. That's who you think of. But Stan the Man.
Well, Stan the Man, yeah.
Yeah, Stan the Man, Al Kaline, Stan Hack. Steve Garvey, Roy White.
Al Kaline in the conversation for greatest baseball players that no one ever talks about.
Yeah. Stan Heck, Steve Garvey, Roy White, Tony Oliva, Sal Bando, Willie Wilson. So almost all baseball players, and it gets a little shallow there. And 6 is going up against what? 27, we said?
27.
Okay.
A lot of baseball also.
Yeah. Marichal, Vladdy, Sr. Eddie George, who has a Survivor connection. I think I've said that before, but hopefully you'll see that soon. Scott Niedermeyer, Mike Trout, Steve Atwater, former Jet, Ken Houston, Catfish Hunter, Scott Rowland, Kevin Brown. One of the most underrated. You know, you have Kevin Brown as basically a Hall of Famer, right?
Yeah, I have Rowland and Brown as probably the most underrated pitcher and hitter in our lifetimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the only, like, you know, absolute no doubt, you know, don't even have to think about a Hall of Famer on this list is Mike Trout. So I'm going to give 6.
Marichal's not a no doubt. Well, I guess, yeah, that's tricky.
Whatever. The point is, Bill Russell, like all-time legend kind of guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Russell,
no,
Dr. J.
Neither of these are contenders, but 6 is better than 27.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And let's go to the final four. 3 versus 14. Ooh, a real bracket matchup. 3 versus 14.
So 3 versus 14.
I guess
14.
These would all be real bracket matchups if the favorites win. If the
All right. So 3 versus 14. All right. Babe Ruth. I mean, it's going to be really hard to catch up to Babe Ruth.
No, I don't think so, because he only uses 3 for 6 years. So I don't give, it's not a full Babe Ruth to me. He's more of like a regular great Hall of Famer than an immortal.
But anybody thinks of like Babe, like.
Right, he didn't have another
number. Yeah. So then basketball, you got D. Wade and Iverson, Chris Paul. So I mean, just the best number for point guards, basically. So let's go sport by sport. So 14 in basketball, it's only Bob Cousy.
Only Cousy.
Yeah. So obviously,
AI
three blows
and
Mata
Wade
water.
And Chris
yeah.
Paul, the two best point guards ever, and Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
Who had the best playoffs.
So
ever.
Baseball, we have Babe Ruth, Harmon Killebrew, Jimmy Fox.
Just me and you, listeners. Probably just me. I don't know who's listening to this. Should I live stream Jordan Kalish on This Week in Survivor History with Haley Strong and Rob? I don't have the audio on. Haley's making crazy faces.
So my three-year-old cannot open the door.
Mm-hmm.
So when he gets out of bed repeatedly, like he's doing now, his punishment is that we literally close the door.
Oh, man.
And he's in prison now.
He's so in jail.
I can hear the door. He's going to, like, break the door.
Yeah, my kids do that sometimes, too.
No, he actually did. He actually made a hole in the door.
Are your kids going stir-crazy?
No, I think our kids really like it.
Oh.
My kids are younger.
I heard my daughter say to a friend on the phone, I wish I had a math test.
But like, how old is like, that daughter? She's like a teenager, right?
11. So. She's 11.
Ah, close enough.
No, my other one was in 8th grade, so it's like a joke. She's obviously sad she doesn't get an 8th grade trip, but other than that, it's like, who cares?
But doesn't she want to be with her friends, not with her like younger siblings and parents all day long?
Yes. Oh, yeah. And she's like, too, you know, much bigger. Like, she's like, you know, it's too much to be cooped up.
Whereas yeah.
Like a little kid, it's like every house is
it's like a big dog versus a little dog in an
yeah,
apartment.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so did we agree on number 3 over 14, or what did we
yeah,
do?
Yeah, 3 over 14 is easy.
Okay, so 6-11.
Mm-hmm.
This is, in the tournament, usually a closer matchup.
Yeah, it's like a 3-point spread.
Yeah,
usually.
Here though, I think 6 gets by easily. Again, Bill Russell, Dr. J, Stan Musial, those are 3 like all-timers.
But the back is so weak. Hack, Garvey, White, Oliva, Banda, Wilson.
But there's no like, all-timer on the 11 team. Who's the
I
best
really
player
like
on the
11
team?
Yes. Would Julius serve? Yeah, so Stan Musial and Bill Russell are better than Mark Messier, Isaiah Thomas, any of those people.
Yeah, for sure.
But the back is so solid on 11 with Julio and Fitz and Edgar.
Edgar Martinez is sort of a borderline Hall of Famer type guy,
mm-hmm.
which is not that different from like a Willie Wilson. He didn't make it, or Tony Oliva,
right.
But Steve Garvey. I see what you're saying. 11 is deeper, but to me,
11
the top
is
three names.
Really well balanced with all four sports. Literally,
there's nobody in the top 40 at any sport in 11, so I'm giving it to 6.
Mark Messier is the top 40 guy. What are you talking about?
Okay,
Mark
fine.
Messier is really all right.
Elite. Yeah, Mark Messier. No one else.
Okay, so 6 versus what? 3?
6 versus 3 for a spot on the Final Four.
This is tricky, and I think 3 just destroys 6 here.
Yeah, this is an easier matchup for 3 than the last one was.
Yeah, because now it really hurts you that you have the Stan Hacks. Yeah. And
now, hold on. So can we propose, we're talking about how the end of 6's bench is weak. Wouldn't you rather have 5 years or 4 years of LeBron James and 15 years of Sal Bando?
Fine, let's give them 4 years of LeBron instead of Sal Bando. Perfect.
You add LeBron, all of a sudden.
No, they still lose.
You're still because
it's 4 years of LeBron.
All right. Okay. Well, you said it's only 6 years of 3 for Babe Ruth for 3. All right. Whatever. So in the Final Four so far, we have 3 led by Babe Ruth. We have 8 led by, who did we say, Steve Young?
Yeah, Steve Young.
And we have 21 led by Duncan and KG, let's say.
Okay.
And so the last spot in the Final Four is up for grabs. So we're going to start with 2 versus 34. Mm-hmm. 34, which is obviously Kirby Puckett to me, but to most is Shaq.
Yeah.
Or Hakeem, or Walter Payton.
Yeah.
Or
man, that's stacked.
Or Thurman Thomas, or
Poppy.
David Ortiz, or Nolan Ryan,
Paul Pierce, Ray Allen.
Charles Barkley.
Yeah, I mean, 34 demolishes, too. And 2 is really good. Derek Jeter, Kawhi, Leach, and McGinnis. I mean, if you're giving respect to
Yeah, but
to
2
hockey,
is really not really that good. 2 is Derek Jeter. And
Charlie Gehringer is a great player, but yeah, then you get to Troy Tulowitzki at the end, and he might not be the worst guy.
Yeah,
so
Matt Ryan, the best quarterback.
34 is a serious contender.
Yeah.
18 versus 15. 18 is Peyton Manning, Dave Cowens, Charlie Joyner, Dennis Savard, Mel Harder, Robin Gabriel, AJ Green, Johnny Damon. 15 is Bart Starr, Thurman, Munson, Mello, Hal Greer, Dick Allen, Vince Carter, Beltran, Heinsohn, Ruffing, Edmonds. So 18 as Manning and Cowens. Neither of these are strong. It doesn't matter. Both these are getting walloped by 34. So pick the loser. I'd say 18 probably.
I mean, I like the top of 18 more because Peyton Manning, you know, I think is the greatest quarterback ever. But the bottom of 15 is stronger. Those
I mean, you're getting to Vince
Carter,
Carlos Beltran pretty quickly. Like, those are great players, but...
No, 15, everyone's a Hall of Famer. 18, Jason Kendall, Johnny Damon. So I'll give it to 15,
fine.
I guess.
15, but then 34 beats 15.
Yeah, easily.
Okay, 42 versus 10. Haven't talked about 10 yet. Walt Frazier, Fran Tarkenton, Guy Lafleur. I don't know why, but I hated... I guess he was on the Nordiques. For some reason, when I was a kid, it was my least favorite team in all of sports. I hated the Quebec Nordiques.
Yeah.
Maybe their logo. Chipper Jones, who another guy I hated. Ron Francis, Eli Manning, another person I hated. Gary Sheffield, another guy I hated. Adam Jones, I liked him. Ron Santo. Pavel Bure, my favorite hockey player. So very strong takes on the tens.
Now 42, remember, already beat 23.
Yeah.
With Michael Jordan, LeBron James.
Yeah. Jackie Robinson, so, Ronnie Lott, Worthy, so Mariano, Luckman, Charlie Taylor.
42 is easily going to be 10 here.
Yeah, 42 beats 10. And then 26 versus 7. 26 is my favorite number, but not because anybody wears 26, because I don't like, I never had a 26 I really liked. It was just me.
Just because of your September, just because your birthday.
But I associate 26 with Wienerker. Like, I think I'm the most famous 26.
Yeah, well, you're not that far behind. I'm not sure how 26 won. I mean, their best players are Wade Boggs,
Rod Woodson. Like a mortal. Yeah,
Mickey Mantle, John Elway, enough said.
Yeah, so 7 beats 26, and that's seven the powerhouse easily. Matchup.
Yeah, 34. Right. So, well, no, 7 plays 42 for the right to go against.
Okay, I think 7 beats 42, though.
Oh, really?
Well, let's see. Mantle, Elway, Tiny Archibald, Esposito, so that's four guys, four sports. Joe Mauer, Roethlisberger, Pudge, Horton. Does he get credit for the coffee, Biggio and coffee? The two coffee guys there.
Yeah,
no, I think 42 wins.
I mean, Jackie Robinson, Ronnie Lott.
But who's the star? Who's the best player in 42?
Jackie Robinson.
Okay, but is he like a top 20 baseball player of all time?
In terms of importance, he is. His numbers will retire for every team.
Yes.
Right.
Of course.
And if he doesn't have to deal with... He got 60 war playing, what, 10 seasons?
Okay.
So,
I mean,
you know,
I'm not knocking Jackie Robinson, but like... On the field, he's not a top 10 guy all time, I don't think.
I mean, was he in the Olympics or something? Wasn't he on the relay team in the Olympics or something?
I don't know if he competed in the Olympics, but he was like, I think he was, you know, up there.
Yeah, I think that if he's
listen, I mean, a lot of people
era,
think Josh Gibson was the best or second best player of all time, and I'm fine with that. It's weird because the
Josh
devil
Gibson
you don't
is
know,
hypothetical.
It's like who you don't know, it's easier. Like Gibson, we speculate he's going to hit 900 home runs. Well, we saw Robinson, and he was incredible, but maybe not immortal. Yeah. But again,
he joins the league and immediately becomes the MVP. And
I'm not knocking Jackie. I put myself in a bad position where I'm knocking the amazing Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, but 7 has Mickey Mantle. John
but like,
Elway.
Who's the second best player then at 42? Mariano, who's a closer. Ronnie Lott, who's like a safety.
Yeah, here's the
thing.
Basketball, neither team is great. Like the best player is Tiny Archibald on 7. The best player on 42 is James Worthy. I'm surprised 42 isn't a more basketball.
Yeah.
7 has so.
I mean, 41 has a better basketball player than 42.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Multiple Dirk, Wes Unseld. All right. Sid Luckman. It's weird that 42 has a quarterback, but they do.
Yes. Yeah. So, back then, numbers were wild.
Yeah.
That was also your salary, was your number, like $42 or whatever.
Yeah. So you open the door? Is he going to stay in bed? Okay, sorry about that. My wife says I'm abusing my son.
Oh, please.
Yeah, because he looked out the window and he saw yellow lights and he called them Lello eyeballs. He's afraid of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, whatever.
Marvin Harrier in his room.
All right, so what are we doing here? So Mickey Mantle, I mean, that's 7's a beautiful name for a boy or a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I just assume
doesn't matter. They're losing the 40. They're losing the 34 either way.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. But who? So is it 7 that's beating 42 though?
Yeah, 7's beating 42.
These are like really high rating games. I think in these middle.
Yes, this is maybe one of the better brackets. This is a very.
All right, so now we have 7 against 34 for the final spot in the final four. You already said 34 takes it, right?
7 against 34 for the right to face 3, and I think, 34 takes it. The back of 7.
Now, I got to say, I'm pretty excited because my favorite players of all time are Kirby Puckett and Kevin Garnett, and they're both here in the Final Four.
Well, I thought you were going to say Joe Mauer is in the 7, too, but yeah, he's getting knocked out.
Yeah, no, I don't care about him. I mean, I like him. I appreciate him. And then, of course, your Duncan is 21. Who's your favorite football player of all time? Al Toon.
Oh, that's,
wait, is that really?
I'm so honored that you knew that. No question, Al Toon.
I was sort of saying it as a joke, but...
Al Toon...
is he number 80?
88.
Oh, 88. Okay. My favorite football player is probably Chris Carter still. So
yeah. Al Toon,
have you seen that thing, that meme on Facebook where you say your favorite player from every team?
Yeah, I haven't done it. I'm not a big meme guy.
Let's interrupt. Well, I haven't done it either, but let's do it right now. Let's interrupt our podcast for a second to do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
favorite player from what?
I'm just going to, from every NFL team, I'm going to say the team without thinking, just the first thing.
All right, fine, player. But then we got to do the Final Four very quickly.
Yeah, okay, so that's why we're going to zip through this quickly. All right, so we're going to start in my division, as we always do, the NFC North.
Okay.
Packers.
You go first.
I'll say Favre.
I was an Antonio Freeman guy.
All right, Vikings, I already said Chris Carter.
I think I was a brisk. I mean, Moss was so great, but I was a Chris Carter guy too. And I had a Keith Millard action figure when I was a kid.
All right, Lions. I'll say Sanders.
Yeah, Barry Sanders for sure.
Bears.
And I loved Herman Moore.
Bears.
There's almost no lovable bear.
I'll say Mike Singletary.
Matt Forte, I'll say.
Okay. All right, we'll go to the East. The Eagles.
Brian Westbrook.
I'm going to go with Brian Westbrook. Oh,
yeah, Brian Westbrook. Jinx. Yeah, for Brian sure. Cook. Everyone owns.
Cowboys. It's hard to like a Cowboy, but I'll say Dak.
Nate Newton. Or Leon Lett. I'll say Leon Lett.
Okay. Let you like people celebrate early. Giants. Who is your favorite
Leon
Giant?
Lett and Nate Newton combined. That was probably one heck of a party.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it was. I have a book about it. The
Giants, I hated Tiki, but I liked working with Tiki. I'll say Tiki.
Who's my favorite New York Giant of all time? I'll say, is it racist to say Jason Sehorn?
No, that's fine.
I'll say Fran Tarkenton when he was on the Giants.
Okay, fine. It was Sid Luckman, we should say, actually.
Yeah. Sid Luckman, yeah. Greatest Jew of all time. All right. The Washington Racists. Who's your favorite Washington player of all time?
You know, I hated it. It was my least favorite team when they won in 92. Yeah. I guess Santana Moss. I love Santana Moss on the Jets, so I'll go with him, even though he spurned the Jets.
Yeah, who's my favorite player? I'll say everybody likes Sean Taylor. Rest in peace. So yeah. I'll say him, I guess.
Sean Taylor, amazing, yeah. His death anniversary, yeah.
The Saints, I'm going to go for Ricky Jackson, the linebacker, when I was growing up.
I'll say Reggie Bush. Okay. I like Reggie Bush.
The Falcons. Is it Michael Vick?
Michael Vick, yeah. I'll say I like Terrence Mathis. He was also a Jet who went to the Falcons. I like Terrence Mathis.
Okay. For the Bucks, I'm going to say Brad Johnson because he left the Vikings and he went and won a Super Bowl for the Bucks. I always liked that about him. Although I'd probably say Tony Dungy because I loved him when he was their coach.
I'll say Mike Holstadt.
Okay. The Carolina Panthers.
Kerry Collins. I had his jersey when they just started.
Yeah. I'm going to say Teddy Bridgewater because he's now on the Panthers.
Okay, fine.
So, the 49ers, I'll say Rice.
Well, I was a big Jerry Rice guy. I was a Ricky Waters stan also, but yeah, I love Jerry Rice.
I remember when I probably said this on the podcast. When I was like six, I got a Jerry Rice poster that I got from school from the Sports Illustrated for Kids, and I brought it home and put it on the wall in our kitchen. And my dad comes home, and my dad's like, how do you know who Jerry Rice is? And the honest reason that I like Jerry Rice at the age of six is because he had the same first name as my dad.
Oh, interesting. But I will say, you could argue that my favorite Niner, Falcon, and Cowboy was Deion Sanders, though, and I didn't name him for any of them, but he's probably the right choice for all three.
Yeah.
Seahawks, and Atlanta Brave.
I'll say Russell Wilson. I think he's so good.
I love Russell Wilson, but I'm trying to think. Joey Galloway. I love Joey Galloway.
Okay.
I like playing with him in Madden.
Yeah. One of the greatest players to never make a Pro Bowl, I think, Joey Galloway.
Oh, wow.
For the Rams, I'll go with Marshall Faulk.
Azahir Hakim.
Okay. And for the Cardinals, I will go with Larry Fitz.
Kurt Warner.
All right. Let's go to the AFC. We'll start. So the Jets, you already said Altoon.
Altoon, yeah.
Who is my favorite Jet of all time?
And by the way, my second favorite is probably Aaron Glenn. Obviously I'm open to Darnold being my favorite, but I'm not sure that's going to happen.
Yeah, my favorite Jet of all time is DeBrickashaw Ferguson.
Yeah, DeBrickashaw, that's a good choice. A very good guy.
A fun name.
Never missed a snap. Yeah.
Yeah. For the Bills, I'm going to go with Marv Levy, the coach again.
Steve Tasker, I'll say.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. The Dolphins?
It's very hard for me to answer.
I'll say Jay Fiedler.
I'd say, like, Jason Taylor, Zach Thomas, the one who slept with the other one's sister, the one who, like, married and divorced the other one's sister.
I'm picking a lot of Jews, by the way, I've noticed, which it's not easy
terrible.
To do with sports.
No.
For the Patriots, who is your favorite Patriot of all time?
Probably Curtis Martin. Oh, Terry Glenn. I like Terry Glenn. I always played with him in Madden.
I think was it Glenn or Galloway? Because they both ended up on the Cowboys. Did both of them never make a Pro Bowl?
Terry Glenn probably did, but it's possible.
Yeah. Well, what's Andre Tippett, I'm going to say, for the Patriots?
Okay, fine. Kind of before you ever saw him play, but sure.
Well, I had his card. He played in the 90s, so.
Mm-hmm. All right.
The Baltimore Ravens, obviously for you it's tough because you love Ray Lewis, but you also love Ray Rice.
I'd say probably Lamar Jackson.
To me, it's Ed Reed, for sure. He's
okay,
awesome.
Yeah, Ed Reed is good. He played for the Jets also. I got no problem with Ed Reed.
Yeah, all right. The Steelers, a lot of overrated guys on the Steelers.
I don't. Cordell Stewart, easy answer for me.
Yeah, that's the right one. Yeah, he was the Taysom Hill of his time, and then he got a full time job with the Bears. He was okay. He wasn't great, but
he was much better than Taysom Hill. That's such an insult.
Yeah, but he was similar in that he was like a slash guy, and then he wanted to get a starting job, and
he also had like the most or second most famous college football player of the 90s. He was like a very important guy.
Yeah. All right. We'll go to the Cleveland Browns. I will say Otto Graham because no one ever knows who
he is. It's very hard to answer. Tim Couch. I don't like it. It's a hard question to answer.
For the Bengals, I will say Ken Anderson for the same reason, a quarterback that's an all-timer. He's not in the Hall of Fame. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, Ken Anderson and Boomer. I got that.
Yeah. The Houston Texans.
Huh. J.J. Watt, Andre Johnson. Yeah.
To me, it's J.J. Watt for sure, because I think he's the closest our generation's had to Lawrence Taylor. Like, just
or Reggie White,
An incredible defensive specimen, and unfortunately just needs to stay healthy.
Cares so much,
All right, for the Titans, I'm definitely going Steve McNair, although if we can include the Oilers, I'd go Warren Moon.
Yeah, people don't realize how great McNair was, that, like, ESPN, like, the first time they ever really, like, moved, they were so technical, and the first time they ever, like, hey, we're going to show a D2 game, which was just unthinkable when they only had two channels. That's how good McNair was. And McNair, they were getting top 25 votes as a D2 team, and McNair came in fourth in the Heisman voting as not a Division I player. Like, Steve McNair, there is not since Steve McNair been anybody like him, who's just, like, been so good in D2 that he was like, oh, yeah, he would be the best guy in D1 also, and we have to televise his games. So I love McNair.
Yeah, but I always loved Warren Moon. I always, you know, was frustrated for the fact that he sort of, because of racism.
And the four receivers I like, too. Like, I was a Haywood Jeffries guy, Ernest Givens, all those guys.
Yeah, all those guys in the late 80s, early 90s. Yeah. All right, the Indianapolis Colts. I guess I'm going to say Lenny Moore here for the Baltimore Colts.
I don't really have a Colt.
I love and respect Peyton. But I'm
Jeff Saturday. I'll say Jeff Saturday.
Yeah, all right, Shabbos.
Lunch pail
Great
guy.
Of the week. All right, the Jaguars. Leon Searcy.
Maybe
Keenan McCarthy. I really love Jimmy Smith and Keenan McCarthy.
I was going to say Jimmy Smith, but I'll go with Tony Boselli. Really under, right. You know, he was a Hall of Fame talent for the whole time he was in the league and just had a very short career.
All right. The Chiefs. There's a lot of Chiefs I've actually
Joe
liked.
Montana.
I'm going to say Patrick Mahomes. Honestly, he's
I'll go with Lake Dawson.
Okay. Oh, good pull there. Chester McLaughlin, actually, as a Chester. And they had Derek Alexander and Chester McLaughlin at the same time.
Yeah.
So they had an Alexander and a Chester.
Mm-hmm.
The Broncos, I'm going to go with Olandis Gary. Remember when they just pumped out random 1,000-yard running backs every year?
Yeah, sure. I loved TD, except when he played against the Jets. But Steve Atwater. Steve Atwater was a great Bronco.
Okay, yeah. Good guy also. All right, the Oakland Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders.
Very hard to like any of those guys, honestly. Aaron Brooks. I'll say Aaron Brooks. I was an Aaron Brooks guy, underrated player.
Yeah, but he was really on the Saints, you know, when in his highest profile time. I'm trying to think, who is my favorite Raider of all time? I'll say Fred Biletnikoff.
Oh, you know what? I'll change it. Herschel Walker.
Well, Herschel Walker, when was he a Raider? I mean, he was a Viking and a Cowboy, but all right, fine. And then the Chargers, we're going to end with the Chargers. I guess Antonio Gates. I always had a soft spot for him because
I said Herschel Walker, but it's 3:23 in the morning. I meant Bo Jackson, of course.
Okay, yeah, but yeah, okay. I was very confused. I'm like, when was Herschel Walker on the Raiders? Okay, fine. For the Chargers, I'm going to go with Antonio Gates. I drafted him the last round of my fantasy draft, his first, like, the year that he broke out from nothing to something. And so I always sort of decided to take a little bit of credit, even though, you know, I had literally zero impact on that. But
Marion Butts.
Marion Butts.
Ornitron means business.
Yeah, the 95 when that team went 19-point underdogs, 19.5, whatever they were.
Yeah.
All right, okay, so back to our tournament. So we have 8 versus 21 in one spot to make a championship. Just as a reminder, the 8s are led by Cal Ripken, Yogi Berra, Steve Young, Troy Aikman, Yaz, Joe Morgan, Gary Carter, Alex Ovechkin. The 21s are Roberto Clemente, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, LaDainian Tomlinson, Warren Spahn, Roger Clemens, Deion Sanders, Dominic Wilkins.
Yeah, I think 21, just like 21 is so much more impressive when you read it.
It's eight wins in baseball, but 21.
Yeah, but who's
more
the best? Who's the best eight? Yogi Berra, Steve Young.
Well, Joe Morgan has 100.
Yeah, I guess
more
Joe Morgan,
but
I like Duncan,
Carter and Berra are two of the top five. You know, Cal Ripken and Joe Morgan and Carter Strzemski all have 100 WAR. So
yeah.
Actually,
well, what about Roger?
What's
Roger Clemens' WAR?
Yeah,
what's
like
Roger Clemens' WAR?
140.
Yeah, what's Deion Sanders' WAR?
How much of his career did Roger Clemens wear 21? He wore it in Toronto, I remember. He wore it in Boston. Did he wear it for the Yankees?
No, but it was the majority. It was enough for me to have looked at his page and given him the 21.
All right, so we're putting 21 in the championship.
In the championship.
21 was my number, by the way, in high school basketball.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, so everybody saw it while you were sitting on the bench.
Yeah, why isn't Chester on this list? And then 3 versus 34 for the last spot to face 21 in the championship.
I think when you consider the back of 3 is Alan Trammell, Willie Davis, and we don't know how... I mean, I guess Bronco Nagurski, we have to assume, is great. And then we only have 6 years of Ruth. I think Peyton, Hakeem, Shaq, Puckett, Poppy, Thomas, Ryan, Pierce, and Allen.
It's crazy that you have Charles Barkley last.
And Barkley. I think he is last. I think he's the 10th.
I'm not going to fight you because, again, my two favorite players are now facing off in the championship.
Yes, so 34 versus 21. And I don't know what to do. Should we put this up to a vote? No, Rob says people like the answer on the podcast.
Yeah, I think it's got to be 34. Because
I agree
because
the best, like... I mean, Clemens and Clemente is really strong.
That's a problem.
They don't have a hockey player.
Although neither, by the way, 21 has no hockey either. So
neither one has hockey.
No, they have McKeon and Forsberg. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, their two worst players are hockey.
Yeah.
Neek with KG and Duncan. Is that better than Hakeem, Shaq, Pearson, Allen? No. It's basically even. Maybe even a slight edge to 34. But then Peyton and
Football 21 is not great, right? It's LT. Well, actually, Deion Sanders.
LT and Deion Sanders is pretty great.
Walter Payton, Thurman Thomas. Yeah. Let's say that's a push.
I mean, I think they have two of everything, at least, yeah. 21.
So if 21's a push, if football's a push, excuse me, basketball 34 wins just because of depth. You got Shaq and Hakeem versus KG and Duncan.
Duncan, but they have an extra guy.
But then 34 has Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, Charles Barkley.
Yeah, they have two extra guys. Yeah, I think that puts them over the top, 34.
But they have those extra guys because they have nobody on hockey.
Right, they don't have a hockey player.
And then baseball, Kirby Puckett and David Ortiz, you know,
who's
popular
the best
guys
21
going to the
of
Hall
all
of
time? Deion? Who is 21 when you think about it? Deion Sanders? And that's fine.
I mean, it's got to be Roger Clemens, the best pitcher of our lifetimes.
Yeah, but he wasn't only 21 guy.
Yeah.
But he was mostly 21.
Clemente? Duncan? I'm surprised you're not saying Duncan.
Can we look at Roger Clemens? No, listen, I love Duncan.
Roger Clemens' numbers? How long did he have 21?
Yeah, how long? I checked this, but now
you know what?
I
don't want to decide. I want the listeners to decide.
Okay, let the listeners decide. What's better, 21 or 34? Fine.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go against Rob's rules. Rob, I can have to imagine, is not listening to this at this point.
Yeah. So. All right, Uncle Kiwi. That's it.
All right, this was fun. Age game, Roger Clemens. How old is he right now?
How old is Roger Clemens? I'm going to say...
Ari Gold always does this to me. If there's like someone who's like randomly...
I'm going to try to figure this. He was 21, I'd guess, in 1984. So I'd say he's... And I'm... What am I? 36? So I'm going to say he's 50... No, there's no way he's that old. He's in his 50s? Oh, because he was pitching in his 40s. Fine, I'll say Roger Clemens is 57 years old.
Oh, wow. You nailed it. Yeah, he's 57.
And by the way, that shocks me, because if I hadn't done the math, I would have said, oh, he's like 46.
Clemens,
but I forget that he was playing until he was like 44.
Clemens' whole Red Sox career and then the 2 years in the Blue Jays, he is 21. So he switches to the Yankees.
So if he retires then, he's already a top 12 pitcher.
He's a 12, but then he switches for, you know, almost a decade to the Yankees, and over a decade if you include the... Well, no, it's 99 to 07 total, where he's 12 and then 22. One of the things I did give points, and we didn't really get into people's like number history because there are 640 guys in this tournament, is like, did they go back to their number at the end? You know what I mean? Like, you went to it, you switched, and you went to a team, and you were 13, but then you had to pick number 6, but then at the end you went back for your last few years to 13. To me, you're a 13. Do you know what I mean? Like, you went back to like the motherland. So... those people really care about their number, and that, like, even if you were only 60 to 80% of your career, I give you full credit for that. And
do
like LeBron, LeBron went back to his number.
Yeah. Do we know what Chris Godwin got from Tom Brady to switch number?
We as far as we know, nothing.
Yeah, that's crazy. Chris Godwin's a more valuable player than Tom Brady in 2020. There's only two teams that wanted Brady. If Chris Godwin is a free agent, he's getting an offer from half the teams in the league.
I will say this. Chris Godwin, I'm sure, is going to get hooked up by Brady.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll give him something nice.
Godwin? That's a good name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so we got all kinds of rankings and brackets coming up. We have some in the world of sports, some in the world of television. I guess announcer calls is sort of a mix between the two. Mm-hmm. But if you have any ideas, hit us up. It's we're in our drought season, and it might last for a long, long time. So we have no basketball, no
hockey.
The
whole 2020. Who knows?
Yeah.
We should have talked about WrestleMania.
We have a virtual NFL draft coming up.
Oh, yeah, we got to get Jordan Kalish in the studio.
Yeah. Again, we had him on the Patreon side.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we have to have him for the draft.
Yeah. All right, Keith. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. In the days we prepare for the Seder, it seems like we'll never be done. There's more to clean than can ever be cleaned. Grab a candle and search for the crumbs. When the Seder table is ready, Chametz has been found. Our family arrives, and the sun leaves the sky. At the table we'll gather around. After Seder tonight, Passover retold, with all present God above, and the cedar flame.
your days of making Jews your slaves are done forevermore. And if you challenge gods and plagues, we'll shake you to your core. I'm telling you, you'd best listen to me. Or God will bring your kingdom to its knees. It's time to let my people go, you see. Cause we just can't wait to be free.
We're eating the matzah for 8 nights and days. We're eating the matzah, so put that bread away. We had to hurry from the land we were slaves. So we're chametz free, culinarily. I'm eating a matzah.
And who doesn't love some good matzah?
What's a matzah?
Nothing. What's a matzah with you?
We had to hurry.